Hello, this is Jay from MyGeekGarage.com, and I just want to give my final verdict of the Nokia Lumia 800 Windows phone before I return it to Nokia Connects, the fine folks who are able to loan it to me to try it out for a little while. And here are the reasons why I like it. I had this whole list of features and ratings with ninja stars on them, but I only have 5 minutes to record a podcast, so I'll just summarize it real simply. I like it because it's different. And because it works and it's fast. The Windows Phone operating system is very slick. You don't detect any kind of drag or lag, rather, when you click on something. It's very, very fluid. So don't worry about specs when you're looking at comparing different smartphones. Oh, is it dual core and all that kind of stuff? No, the battery's fairly efficient for a day's use of normal use, and the operating system is very fluid and pretty much easy and fun to use is how I would categorize it. And I'm coming from the point of view as a user, not so much as a tech expert engineer type or developer. I'm not. I'm an uber geek in terms of loving to use technology, so I want to give you that particular point of view. And also practically, it comes with an awesome case that actually makes the phone very good and protects it. It doesn't detract from its appearance. It doesn't feel like you have a case on, and all the buttons are there and everything's accessible, and the phone still looks good. It's extremely well made. You don't have to worry about that. And the camera is good enough. Okay, I know you very picky, geeky types are going to pick apart the camera and analyze all the photos down to the pixel. But for everyday use with decent daylight, it takes pretty good photos, in my amateur opinion. Now, why I don't like it is that it uses a micro SIM card instead of regular size SIM card. I understand that's probably to save space and all that for creating a slimmer phone. But micro SIMs just aren't as easy to come by, and they sell different cutters on eBay, that kind of thing. So it's a little bit inconvenient. The LED flash is horrible, pretty much. I mean, you can get a flashlight app and turn it on and use it. That's very convenient, but it's not great for photography. The app store, the marketplace rather, is growing. I really like how the app store works when you actually go there and click on marketplace and scrolling through, searching. It really is very fluid and easy to use. Compared to some others I've tried. So, but other major apps like Skype, even though it's owned by Microsoft now, needs to be on there. And if you're patient enough and willing to be an early adopter for Nokia and Windows Phone, that be patient. A lot of the major apps that you see on other platforms will come to Windows Phone, hopefully. All right, another thing I don't like is that some of the screens have really small fonts. And the font matches the actual theme color of the tiles, of the tile screen. So unless you choose a bright colored one, like mango colored one, on some of the other applications like calendar and contacts, it matches that particular color. So, and the font is very small. So if you choose blue or purple, you're really not going to be able to read the fonts that match that color. And it doesn't have a lot of the geeky stuff that the Nokia N8 has, for example, like an HDMI output to connect to a TV, or a USB output to connect to like a thumb drive, or even a mass storage mode when you plug it into any computer. You pretty much need to, like on a Mac, download the Windows Phone 7 connector software, which is free and works pretty well, but it's an extra thing you have to go do instead of just plugging it in and dragging files back and forth. Okay, so right out of the box, I think it's very usable. And the main feature, oh, and also there's no micro SD memory card slot to expand the memory like on many phones today. So it's pretty much an all-enclosed case, and the battery's not removable, even though the battery life is fairly good. 16 gigabytes is built in, so they don't have any other models that have more memory like the N9 does. And so that's a detractor. My Nokia N8 has 16 gigs built in, but it also has a memory card slot. And I put in a 16 gig in there, so I have plenty of memory for long trips in case I need to record videos and take a lot of photos. So my overall ranking or verdict is 2 thumbs up, 5 ninja stars, whatever you want to call it, knowing that there's a lot of growth and potential with this particular platform. So no, you're not going to have the thousands and thousands of apps like on Android and for the iPhone market, but you'll have plenty to choose from in terms of internet, radio, entertainment-wise, different YouTube apps. Podcasting is really wonderful. This device for video or audio, it works really well. So it's a great entertainment device, and the screen is just beautiful. Okay, so that pretty much covers it. Thanks for listening.